All right, this is an interview with Adam Isaacson. Adam, would you like to tell us about yourself and the group with which you work?
Sure, my name is Adam Isaacson. I have a meaningless title in an office with a meaningless title. I'm a senior associate at the Center for International Policy, which is a small office founded after the Vietnam War in 1975 by sort of a combination of ex-diplomats and former anti-Vietnam activists whose main mission of the place was to avoid new Vietnams. And that's taken us to, in a great way in the 80s, to the fight against the Reagan administration's policies in Central America. And we've stayed pretty engaged in Latin America, and that has led us to participate a lot in the fight against the really quickly growing U.S. military commitment to Colombia.
When would you say that your work with Colombia began?
Well, I didn't know anything about Colombia until around 1997. We had another project that monitors what the United States is doing with the militaries of Latin America, and we try to keep track of all the arms transfers, the training programs, the exercises, the bases, all the ways our military is present in all over Latin America. And as a result of that project, we noticed that one country in particular over the mid-90s was growing enormously. The amount of aid was almost doubling every year, and that was Colombia. So we, along with some of the other grassroots and other nonprofit groups here in Washington, decided that we had to start paying more attention and learn what the hell was going on. And some of the other groups that had been already engaged, like Amnesty International, like the Washington Office on Latin America, did help us sort of get an idea of how incredibly complicated and what a deep history Colombia's conflict has, and how the United States really was reacting in absolutely the wrong way, a way that would only do a lot of damage.
In your earlier work on militarization, there are two things that come to mind in terms of major contributions to grassroots work to what one could call the democratization of foreign policy. One is a work you did with former President Arias, and the other one is the book that was published jointly with the Latin America Working Group called Just the Facts. Could you first tell us about your work with President Arias?
Sure, that was my first job out of school. It was great fun. I went down to Costa Rica and worked with the Arias Foundation, which is an organization that Arias started with his Nobel Prize money. He won the 1987 Nobel Peace Prize. And the main mission of the projects that I worked on was to work with other Central American countries, the civil society in those countries, to try to reduce the military's role in their societies, and where possible, to actually abolish the militaries, like Costa Rica has done, and like, with the help of the Arias Foundation, Panama did in the early 1990s. The main way we were trying to do that was to look at what security threats were in Central America, and you came up with almost nothing. There's no reason these countries need militaries other than to beat up on their own citizens. And when you looked at that, and you looked at the roles militaries played, everything from, building roads and bridges and schools and wells to doing a lot of internal policing and all that sort of meant that these militaries weren't necessary because those missions were not military missions. But then one of the, that argument, and it really did help to create a reduce military budgets and sizes all over Central America. But the main obstacle to this was the United States. The Southern Command and the U.S. government has this, age-old desire to engage with Latin American militaries because they're a bulwark of whatever our interests are in Latin America. And they were faced with this crisis. They saw the same reality we did, that there's no reason for those small countries in Central America to have militaries, but they wanted to maintain them. So they were making up missions and going in the entire other direction. Exercises, aid programs, training courses, designed to actually expand the roles of Central American militaries back into daily civilian life, things that we would never dream of our military doing here. As a result of that, when I came back to the States, one thing we tried to pay a lot of attention to was the way that the United States was trying to maintain and expand the sizes and roles of Latin America's militaries. But we had to do it in a systematic way and get our hands on government documents and work with members of Congress who could get information for us and put it all in one solid place. And that was the Just the Facts series of books that we're still doing, and we have a huge webpage too.
Could you tell us the name of the website?
Absolutely. Go to www.ciponline.org. CIP are the initials of our organization, but we couldn't get CIP.org, so we had to expand it. And if you type the slash and type the word facts, as in just the facts, you'll come to that website. But if you go to the main page also, you'll find out what else we do, which is quite a bit.
And y'all published two versions of that book so far?
We've got three now.
Three?
Yeah, and we're actually due for another one.
Now, just the facts, can you tell us exactly what it does? What does that book do?
Sure. Well, it's trying to first educate everybody about just every program the government uses to maintain this relationship and to aid Latin America's militaries. You've got everything from counter-drug programs to standard training programs to regular series of exercises, special forces deployments, bases, new bases called forward operating locations. Everywhere you look, there's something new. So we try to have, you know, chapter after chapter just discussing what's being done and updating on what's changed in the last few years. And then we try to go country by country with a narrative of what we're doing in each country. You know, how many Bolivians we trained, what's going on at the new base, U.S. base at the San Salvador airport, you know, what the counter-narcotics program in Guatemala looks like, all that stuff. It's hard to keep up with, especially just in the past few years with the big increase in drug war money. There's a lot more programs to talk about than there were in the mid-90s when things were in a bit of a lull.